Taylor's Jukebox.
Hey, gotta find my baby. Hey, gotta go back home. Gotta find my baby. Hey, I've been gone too long. Gotta find my baby. Come on.
Music to help you burn the house down, that is the Tramps and Hold Back the Night. Famously known for their song Disco Inferno, they've got a rack of great tunes that you should check out. Before that, Come On Train and Don Thomas from the album Casino Classics, released in 2024. He is an American soul singer born in Richmond, Virginia. My name is Julian Taylor. I'm your host here on the Jukebox Radio Show, and I got some music from Drives the Common Man, a Mi'kmaq singer-songwriter who is based out of Southern Ontario. This is Singer, Not a Fighter. Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Let's do it. Whatever. sit on my landing strip that I'm equipped to handle this. Rock a show in Edmonton and fly back to Los Angeles. Layover in London with the artist and the vandalist. Delete you from my Twitter if your skeezers acting scandalous. Say we got it like that.
Track 8 from the album Lightning Cloud, released in 2012 by the same band name, Lightning Cloud. And the song you heard here on the jukebox was Graviton. This is a North American hip-hop group based out of Los Angeles, consisting of Crystal Lightning and MC Red Cloud. Crystal Lightning's actual journey began in Edmonton, Alberta, but when she was 8 years old, she moved to California with her mother, Georgina Lightning, who pursued a career as an actress. We have some music coming up from Nick Sherman, a song called Favorite Color, released in 2015. Nick Sherman is an OG Cree singer-songwriter from Thunder Bay, Ontario, and a wonderful friend. Last time I saw Nick and his partner was in Thunder Bay at the park when I was performing there last summer. And I hope he gets to performing and producing some new music, because he certainly is a voice that we need. Oh, speaking of need, a song called The One I Need from Ottawa-raised singer-songwriter and BIPOC artist Audrey Saparano. She's coming up on the show very soon. Nuala Charles is also on the show. Brand new music from Nuala Charles, who's a Canadian, Swiss, and Kenyan musician who plays soul, pop, R&B, jazz, and hip-hop music. A brand new track called History's coming up from her. And let's hear something from Speedometer, Dragging Me Down. This is a funk and soul band based out of the UK in the late 1990s, and I hope you dig it. Here it is on the jukebox.
This is music for the human race. From Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Big up to Jukebox sponsors Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
Everyone should be treated equally, and the legal system should work for the people, not against them. Every day, our network of supporters, lawyers, and educators from across the country continue to fight against injustice and oppression, both in and outside of the courtroom and at all levels of government.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
This is Bird Note. Bedecked in elegant white feathers and a long, slender neck, the great egret is a gorgeous bird. But don't let their stately demeanor fool you. Great egrets are fierce predators. Just listen to that ferocious call. Standing over 3 feet tall, great egrets can be found wading through fresh and saltwater wetlands on every continent except Antarctica. They stand unnervingly still while scanning for fish, amphibians, and small mammals, dealing a quick, lethal blow with their dagger-like bills. You may also spot them high overhead as they glide between their hunting grounds and favorite roosting spots. During the breeding season, both males and females grow long, frilly feathers called aigrettes, which is where they get their names. These luxurious plumes were once so prized that great egrets were nearly hunted to extinction in the late 1800s, until conservationists banded together to outlaw their killing. Every great egret is an important reminder that our actions can make a difference in protecting birds. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. This episode is dedicated to Adrian Ottenberg and Bob Hartman, with love from Bird Note supporter Jane Curley.